Every 2 years, the city of St. Louis gets an added route to cross the Mississippi River from Missouri to Illinois. It's only open for a few hours, and you must pay a fee to make the drive. But those who do get to experience a piece of history. The story of where those cars will be driving is this edition of the American Countryside.
Summer is for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with the names of people, places, teams. It's a perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, and those summer weddings. Check out the deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or have a fundraiser for your school or community group and take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether you're at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
The Chain of Rocks Bridge, which crosses the Mississippi River just above St. Louis, opened to traffic in 1929. Jerry Law says that when the bridge was constructed, highway lanes were normally 8 feet wide, but this bridge was way ahead of its time, or so they thought.
The bridge was built extra wide, so they put 9-foot lanes, made it an 18-foot pavement. They wanted to be ready for the future, which didn't take long till it was too small.
Today, most highway lanes are a minimum of 12 feet wide. The mile-plus-long bridge had a 22-degree curve in the middle, which helped boats better navigate the rocks below. It was used until 1968, when the bridge on I-270 replaced it.
It was scheduled several times for demolition, which cost more than what anybody wanted to spend. It cost $3 million to build it, but it was going to cost close to $4 million to destroy it. So that's why we still have it.
It's open to bicycles and pedestrians and occasionally carries cars.
With the Route 66 Association, we have an understanding with TrailNet where we get to cross it every other year on our motor tour.
So on the second weekend in June, every other year, the bridge is open to auto traffic. It's mostly Route 66 fans, but anyone is welcome.
There's a fee for crossing, and as long as they're willing to pay the fee, they can cross the bridge. We usually get over 100 cars, and that's not too bad.
The bridge is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and is truly a step back in time. Traveling the countryside in Madison, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.